This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
One of my favorites, all-time favorites in my broadcasting experience, is my relationship with Dr. Ken Kronhaus, who has been appearing on Good Day Health for a long time, brought a lot of people a lot of peace of mind, has answered a lot of questions from a lot of people. You can share yours if you'd like. Tweet to me, at Doug Steffen, for a connection to Dr. Ken. Sometimes we get to some of your questions as we can, but our mainstay here is to take the time with Ken and review much of the information that influences how you are cared for, how your doctor approaches whatever the issues are that you may have, because research continues in almost every aspect of medicine, every day, every night, all year. I mean, this is continuing because it's important to stay up with what we are learning and knowing, courtesy of a lot of the colleges, the colleges of medicine, and it isn't always just the colleges of medicine, Ken. There are research projects that go on all the time by various interest groups and companies that pay. They want to get their product in a favorable light, so they pay for some of this stuff, and we take some of the information with a grain of salt, and other studies we take really to heart. So we'll go through a lot of this. As Ken is a cardiologist, his practices late cardiology down in Mount Dora, Florida. So many people every week call that number. I always like to remind you of it because I think it's good public service for me to help those who want to get help from Ken and the staff that he has there at late cardiology. So feel free to call if you're from that area or you're close enough to go visit him or you just want to make the effort because you know he's going to give you what you need informationally and otherwise. 352-735-1400 is the number for late cardiology. 352-735-1400. Your chest puffed out now. You feel good. You got all that accolade.
Wow.
All right. Let's concentrate on some of the things related to your profession, that is to heart studies and circulatory stuff, what's going on in the whole system that is powered by that fabulous thing in your body called your heart, the DASH diet. Apparently, there's some good news for those who are following that diet, Ken.
There is. Out of the American Journal of Preventive Medicine this week, Doug, around 5.7 million adults have heart failure in America. Heart failure, it occurs when the heart continues to beat but cannot pump blood as well as it should. And the news this week is that sticking to a plant-rich diet that can reduce high blood pressure, this is called the DASH diet, the dietary approach to stop high blood pressure. This DASH diet may also lower the risk of heart failure in people under the age of 75. The DASH diet, Doug, is the dietary approach, which is high in fruits, vegetables, and whole grains, as well as beans, seeds, nuts, low-fat or fat-free dairy, poultry, fish, and vegetable oils. It's like the Mediterranean diet, but without alcohol and with added low-fat dairy.
Yeah. So when is the last time you advised somebody that was a patient of yours to follow the DASH diet?
Yesterday.
Really?
Oh, all the time. Big advocate of it.
What were the symptoms? What were the signs that made you say to this person, you know, you should follow the DASH diet?
Well, it's used for people who have high blood pressure, who want to initially avoid medication and want to try with diet. But my own feeling is that everybody should eat this diet. It's just a really healthy diet. Fruits, vegetables, whole grains, low-fat dairy products, beans, seeds, and nuts.
Seems pretty simple.
It does.
You get right down to it. Being healthy actually is pretty simple when you get right down to it. It's what we do to ourselves. I was talking on the DJV program earlier about smoking and what happens with people who smoke. And then there are many other things. What do we eat? We don't get enough rest. But the way you prescribe health is such a simple formula. Yeah, you'd think that everybody would kind of get it, but we're easily distracted, apparently. from living that good life by other things that seem to be more fun. It's fun to eat fatty foods because they taste better, and it's great to eat sugary things because they taste better. It's all about taste. Remember we had Phil Lempert, who was the supermarket guru, on sort of a contemporary of yours, and he used to talk about the philosophy that they in their studies found when tracking food and how it was going to do. He said, if it doesn't taste good, forget it. It's not making a difference whether it's healthy for you or not. People make their decisions on what they eat by how it tastes. I guess that's pretty true, too, isn't it, when you think about it?
Well, it depends whether you live to eat or eat to live.
Uh-huh. Yes, that's a good way of putting it. All right. Speaking of eating, here's another study about your blood pressure and how beneficial it may be to eat walnuts. You talk about nuts. You just said part of the DASH diet, eating nuts and stuff. Are all nuts to be created or treated equally?
Well, this study will tell you something special about one particular type of nut, the walnut. This is out of the Journal of the American Heart Association this week, that eating walnuts may help people at risk of cardiovascular disease lower their blood pressure if they consume them as part of a low in saturated fat diet. Walnuts contain a plant-based omega-3. It's called alpha-linolenic acid. And this has beneficial effects definitely on the blood pressure.
Mm-hmm. Blood pressure, well, it would be, what might it do? Does it lessen the artery pressure or squeezing the artery?
It most likely relaxes the big vessels of the body and therefore lowers the blood pressure.
All right, got it. Okay, now, in terms of exercise, which you and I also talk about all the time, you're an exerciser, I am. I find myself now when I'm working outside, because now we're in the season on the farm and I'm very active physically, I find myself thinking about walking faster. When I'm walking, like last night I was walking across the barnyard, instead of just going at the normal clip, I sped up my speed of walking, because in my mind I have that number that shows up, that shows that you're active physically. I forget which number it is, but it's the bad cholesterol, right? If you are exercising, you're likely to not have as much bad cholesterol.
And more good cholesterol. And
right.
You're enhancing your lifespan. According to the Mayo Clinic proceedings this week, we learned that the speed a person walks may actually help them live longer. People with body weight ranges that span from underweight to obese, Doug, have a longer life expectancy if they walk more briskly compared to those in the same weight category who do not. Brisk walking, it may add years to your life, and slower walking people have shorter lifespans.
Isn't that really interesting? Does it make a difference? I've heard, and I think you're the one who told me this, it doesn't make a difference how long. The longer, the better. But every bit of attention you can pay to things like that adds to your better health.
Absolutely.
You're walking a minute or two. Just
Absolutely.
Keep it in mind.
I think this is all about how important physical fitness is to life expectancy.
Yeah. All right, now. Before we leave the category of the heart, your specialty as a cardiologist, you have and I have had many conversations about statins. I've chosen not to introduce them into my life, and I think I'm okay with it. You haven't pressured me because there hasn't been that sort of pressure needed. It's not life and death with me, but it does seem to be life and death with some people, and here's an unexpected consequence of taking statins, it looks like.
Exactly. This is out of Cancer Medicine this week. New research just published this week shows that statin drugs, Doug, may be a new weapon in the fight against cancer. People who use statins before receiving a colorectal cancer diagnosis, they have an 18% lower risk of dying from cancer. Those who take statins before diagnosis also have a 15% reduce risk of dying from any cause.
Well, how can you argue with that?
I guess you need to start growing them on your farm.
That's it, right. We'll do that, along with the marijuana and the hemp. There we go. There's a combo for you. 16 past the hour. This is Good Day Health. Dr. Ken Kronhaus is here. I'm Doug Steffen with a reminder about My Pillow. Your pillows, I hope, are My Pillows. I've had mine now for a couple of years because we've been talking about them on the air since last year. Before that, so many of you and me, I guess we're all together, had problems getting a good night's rest. Pillows go flat, a lot of them. Even the expensive ones. I used to buy expensive pillows at Macy's, and I'd change them and flip-flop along at night, and I'd wake up with a sore neck, a sore back, headache, all that stuff. And so to change all of that, when I was introduced to Mike Lindell and they wanted to advertise on the program, I said, okay, let's give this stuff a try, thinking as I do from time to time, a little askance, a little, I'm just sometimes a little skeptical, but I have found that my skepticism wasn't necessary because these pillows really do support me where I need it, and they'll support you where you need it. The founder, Mike Lindell, couldn't get a good night's sleep to save his soul, and he was an engineer, and he designed the pillow himself so he'd sleep better. And he did, and then he told his friends, and he would make a pillow in his garage for his friends and neighbors up and down the street, and then it became sort of a local business. And now it's the biggest company of its type with 1,500 people working around the clock to make these pillows. And the other things now that they become well known for, anything sleep-related is a product and a byproduct of MyPillow. Go to MyPillow.com. And let's see, what's the deal this week? Get a two-pack of MyPillow premiums for $69.98. That's $34.99 per pillow. Figure it out. Lowest price ever offered by MyPillow. Only available at MyPillow.com using the promo code DJV. They're at it big time. Two premium MyPillows, $69.98. You got to use the promo code DJV. Go to MyPillow.com. They'll ship them free. MyPillow.com, promo code DJV for this fantastic offer. Two of the MyPillow premium pillows, $69.98. DJV code at MyPillow.com.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans, America's largest mortgage lender. Spring is prime home buying season, so if you're thinking about buying a home, right now is the time to lock a low rate, which can save you money every month on your new mortgage. With our exclusive Rate Shield approval, the low rate you lock today is protected for up to 90 days while you shop for your new home. With a Rate Shield approval, if rates go up, your low rate stays locked. But if rates go down, you get that new, even lower rate. Either way, you win. Talk to us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com to take advantage. Here's another great reason to work with us. For a record 9 years in a row, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. Again, to lock in today's low mortgage interest rate and get the security of our exclusive Rate Shield approval, call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
For J.D. Power award information, visit jdpower.com. Rate Shield approval only valid on certain 30-year fixed-rate loans. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Calidrin has become the healthiest product in America for losing weight. Also great for your energy, your joints. It's a fabulous product. Been around for 20-some-odd years. It's an all-natural drug and stimulant-free way to lose weight. Calidrin's essential active ingredient is collagen protein, which has proven to promote healthy lean muscle and weight loss together. Unlike other products that you take a number of times a day, you take once a day at nighttime Calidrin. It won't give you jitters, keep you awake, or cause an upset stomach, like some of the other unhealthy products around to lose weight. Go to TopLoss.com for your 90-day supply today. Get another 90 days free. Two, for the price of one plus free shipping, use the promo code DJV at TopLoss.com. Get the great deal and lose the weight. Be successful. TopLoss.com for Calitrin. Make sure you use the promo code DJV.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Maybe not today. Maybe not tomorrow. But soon, you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps. The ultimate, fully functional, off-the-grid, mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Dr. Time continuing here. It's Good Day Health. I'm Doug Steffen. Happy to bring you back into our conversation with Dr. Ken Kronhaus from Lake Cardiology in Mondura, Florida. The office number there is 352-735-1400 for those who want an amazing experience medically. Anyway, that's where to get it. The World Health Organization recommends exercise. Well, there's a whole, this sounds like you, but there's a specific reason for the recommendation of this sort of lifestyle, and it's tied to some kind of research, must be, right?
Well, this amazingly does sound like me. The World Health Organization has released new guidelines just this week recommending specific actions to reduce the risk for cognitive decline and dementia. Now, listen to this, because this does sound like me. The recommendations call for people to exercise regularly and eat healthy, as well as maintain healthy blood pressure, blood sugar, and cholesterol numbers. They also include drinking alcohol at moderate levels and cutting smoking altogether. It's all about your lifestyle, is it not?
Yeah, it is. One wonders, though, as I have, you and I were talking about this when I visited with you in the last month or so, the coughing that I have, and whether it's related to farm activities, the dust, the mold that's around because of the bad weather, and I still can't seem to get rid of, I can't shake, at least I haven't thus far, but the weather's been so lousy here. The coughing and the sputum and things that go with it. And because I read a review of the life and times of Leonard Nimoy, his daughter's written a book about him, and one of the things that she writes about is his constant smoking. She said there was never a time as a kid growing up until he was well into his 50s that you didn't see him with a cigarette in his hand. And he died of COPD. And so I think, well, I'm not a smoker, but my mother was, and I think you theorized that part of my problem was secondhand smoke and it being in there and you can't do much about it, really.
Absolutely. You were exposed to a ton of secondhand smoke.
Yeah, I was.
At a very crucial time in your life.
Yeah.
And then also, who knows what you professionally are exposed to in your other profession?
What do you mean, at the farm?
Correct.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I'm exposed to dust on the tractors and things like that, but I've always been able to. I still, I mean, I think part of it is how well you breathe. And if you're conscious of your breathing, so you clean, keep your lungs as clean as you can keep them, I think that's another thing that you do. Even though sometimes when you're out and you feel like taking a deep breath, but the air's not that, you know, that not that good, maybe you don't take a deep breath. It just is one of those things. But the body is an amazing facility to recover. I remember somebody telling my mother once, and I think she told me, that if you stop smoking, there was a way of those, what do they call them, cilia?
Cilia.
Cilia of cleaning. That's why stopping smoking at the point that some people do, they can really stop the downturn in their body by just stopping smoking, right? Is that something that happens?
Well, these little cilia, they're like little hairs on the surface of the airways that brush out all the debris. And unfortunately, mm-hmm. the cigarette smoking after a while wear those away. But often after 10 years of non-smoking, things come back.
Yeah. So I don't imagine I'm going to have 10 years of not farming. But it's something to think about. For sure, we all have to think about our lifestyle and what we do and what we want for our lives. And I think one of the things that I carry with me is I want to see my grandson grow up to be a healthy, happy, hearty fellow as an adult, have the relationship with him that my son had with my father. So there are all the kinds of things that you think about as you're making lifestyle choices, which we talk about a lot here. Dr. Ken Kronhaus with Doug Steffen on Good Day Health at 28 past the hour. Joint aches. Maybe you're getting older. Maybe you have, if you're like me, got injuries from being on the farm or whatever, playing sports. Joint aches can sap the life right out of you. Lately, though, I've been feeling a lot better. If you ache like you got neck aches and hand aches and back and shoulder aches, do what I did. Try Sierracil. Sierracil Joint Formula 14. Feel better in 14 days and you get your money back. For me, started to feel Joint Formula 14 working in about 5 days, I guess. My knees move easier. My hips are better. Don't let joint aches hold you back. Try my choice for relief, Joint Formula 14. Get all the details at achefree.live. It works, or you get your money back. My listeners in May, try Joint Formula 14 capsules, $27.99 with free shipping. That's achefree.live. There is Sierracil for your pet as well. Find out more at achefree.live. Joint Formula 14 from Sierracil. If you lack energy and can't get your work done every day, you're struggling to get back into shape, all those sorts of things, you don't have a lot of drive and performance, then there is a solution. The daily routine that you're going through may be difficult, but thanks to NuGenix, N-U-G-E-N-I-X, you're feeling exhausted, this will fix that. You're not performing like you used to? NuGenix can help. High levels of testosterone play an important part in helping men preserve their energy and performance. So let's get into this overall wellness and fitness. Let's restore it. Let's get the tool. Revive your confidence by getting a free bottle of NuGenix. Free bottle of NuGenix. Just text FORCE to 321-321. Yep. Free bottle, NuGenix. Text FORCE, F-O-R-C-E, to 321-321. Very simple. Be on your way to a more confident you. Text FORCE to 321-321.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Donald Trump must be stopped. I've beaten him before, and I will do it again.
New York City's mayor is the latest Democrat to announce a run for the White House in 2020. Mayor Bill de Blasio making the announcement in a video he posted this morning.
I'm Bill de Blasio, and I'm running for president because it's time we put working people first.
De Blasio expected to visit Iowa and South Carolina over the coming few days. Now the Missouri Senate has just passed a bill banning abortion after 8 weeks of pregnancy. The bill still needs another vote in the House before it can go to that governor's desk. It comes after the governor of Alabama signed a bill yesterday considered the nation's strictest abortion bill, banning most abortions without an exception for rape or incest, just like that Missouri state bill. And this is USA Radio News.
The great thing about facts, they're proven. like the fact that crude oil contains impurities, or that base oil made from natural gas is 99.5% free of impurities, and the fact that Pennzoil is the first synthetic motor oil made from natural gas, not crude oil. It gives you unbeatable engine protection. The proof is in the Pennzoil. Based on Sequence 4A wear test using SAE5W30, get a $100 travel reward credit with a full synthetic oil change through October 31st, 2019. Terms apply. Visit Pennzoil.com/travel on.
With Amazon Music, a voice is all you need.
Won't you stop your crying? I know that you're trying. Everything's gonna be okay.
Alexa, play Maren Morris.
Okay.
Get unlimited access to over 50 million songs. Download the Amazon Music app today.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Looking to get onto the road to wellness? Start your journey with the Good Day Health Podcast. Go to gooddayhealthshow.com and press play. Or you can find the Good Day Health Podcast on iTunes, Google Play, or wherever you get your favorite podcast. Time now for us to continue our look into the future of health and your well-being. The present not accepted either. No exception. We're interested in everything from top to bottom of your health. It's Dr. Ken Kronhaus from Lake Cardiology down in Mardura, Florida. His appointment line is 352-735-1400. Your appointment line is with us every week. And you can sort of extend your appointment, because we have a podcast every week of the important information that Ken passes along. There are two of them at gooddayhealthshow.com, Ken Kronhaus and Jack Stockwell. With Ken, in the most recent one that's just been posted, there's news about how controlling hypertension not only helps control strokes, it's also good for your cardio health. We also learn on the current podcast at gooddayhealthshow.com the most prescribed drugs for every age group. That's an interesting study. And would you like to know how you can lower your cholesterol number without using prescription drugs? That info is at gooddayhealthshow.com and the Dr. Ken, the newest Dr. Ken podcast, including also some new studies showing the loss of a sense of smell may be a predictor of your health. Even today, women are dying from pregnancy-related issues and symptoms, and that we discuss and explain on the current podcast. Then there's news about a new rule that'll require drug manufacturers to display the prices for prescription drugs, about time, in their TV advertising. So, want to maintain your health? Find out what's going on in good health circles? The podcast from Dr. Ken is at gooddayhealthshow.com. They're all archived there. You can get a lot of the older info and the newer info all there as a public service at your spot for health info, gooddayhealthshow.com. All right, there's one other study here that pertains to what happens to you when you eat more than you're supposed to. If you don't do it a lot, you can. We all do this, right? I mean, you must find there are occasions when you may visit or have an out meal or something where you eat too much. It's called pigging out by some. So what's the recovery?
Well, it's all about how often you do this, Doug. According to this publication this week in the American Journal of Physiology, Endocrinology, and Metabolism, if you normally have a healthy diet and get plenty of physical activity, you can relax and enjoy the feast. This new study found that the body adapts and quickly bounces back from occasionally overeating. But one warning, short-term overeating does increase visceral fat slightly. That's the fat that surrounds the body's organs and is considered unhealthier. So if you're overeating once or twice a year, you're likely to be just fine. But if you're overeating a few times a week, that's a problem.
Mm-hmm. You know, it's pretty amazing as I look around, not only the questions that I get from people, but the information that's there in terms of overall medical conditions and problems and opportunities for learning, how much of it has to do with your specialty. Maybe that went into your mind. I don't know that I ever asked you this on the air. I know the answer, but I don't think you've explained to the audience why it was you chose cardiology. Your brother is a doctor as well. He's a urologist. How did you two guys decide? And did you, that'd be an interesting conversation to be a bird on the wall when you had that. Did you both decide at the same time you wanted to be doctors? And if so, how did you decide what your specialty was going to be?
Boy, those are many questions all rolled into one.
I'm good at asking a lot of questions, yes.
Well, I think a common denominator, we both had the same mother who was a nurse and just inspired us to be in the helping medical profession. And we were both very interested in science also. And it just naturally evolved for both of us independently to proceed into medicine. And we had very different interests. My brother, I think my parents were afraid, was going to become an auto mechanic. And if he's listening, I hope he's laughing. And he was very, very good with his hands, you know, from the time he was a little kid, and would take, that was in the days when you really could take your car apart yourself.
Right, and fix it, yeah.
And fix it, and he used to do that. Uh-huh. And where I was a little more sports-oriented, a little more, you know, book-oriented, you know, a little more mental. And, you know, in medicine, the people who are a little more mechanical, a little better with their hands, they become surgeons. So
yeah.
He was really attracted to that part of medicine. And the people who are a little more towards the book end are attracted towards the internal medicine areas. But the common denominator in cardiology is that people have thought about, do they want to be a surgeon? Do they want to be an internist? And that's kind of threading the needle and doing a little bit of both. Ophthalmology is that way also. And that was my attraction to cardiology for many reasons, was that it was a little bit of both medicine and surgery. And also that it was just, you know, obviously an important part. And it was an area that you could really go in and have a very ill patient and pretty quickly sometimes bring them back and give them decades more of life and turn around and really help. So that was pretty much. And there's obviously a lot of drama to cardiology. And, you know, I kind of my pulse likes the critical care aspect of medicine. Uh-huh. And that's an area that some will avoid like the plague, and some are like a magnet attracted to. And I have always been attracted to the critical care aspect of medicine.
And one thinks, again, going back to when you were making your decision in a contextual sense for the future, thinking what you thought your career would be like, what you thought you were going to do, even though you were, you had chosen and you were on a course to become a cardiologist, did you ever think you would end up doing it as you are doing it now, where you were when you were studying versus where you are now in the world of reality?
No, because medicine is so dynamic, and I've actually evolved into a preventionalist. And I started out as a critical care cardiologist, and over, you know, I've been in practice now, well, I mean, what, my 31st year? And over that time, you know, I've just evolved. Technology has changed. Our approach to a lot of problems have changed. And most recently, I'm interested in evidence-based cardiac or cardiovascular prevention, which has become, to me, an incredibly exciting part of cardiology, where we can actually extend people's lives dramatically.
And that's your interest in things like EECP, which you have in your office in Florida.
Well, I've always tried to do things evidence-based in the gentlest, kindest, least invasive way possible. If we have to be invasive, we are. But, you know, I've always tried to start off least invasive, and that procedure that you just mentioned, dramatically with good evidence, can stimulate the heart to grow new blood vessels without any needles, without any cutting, without any medications, and enhanced external counterpulsation, EECP. And that got me quite interested because it was right in my wheelhouse, doing things in a gentle, simple, kind way. And when it became evidence-based, good data showing that it was safe and effective, I got very excited about it. And even started publishing in the area. And so that's been something I would have never predicted, because the technology wasn't even around when I started in medicine, but it just came around. And medicine is very unpredictable. Who knows what we're going to be doing 5 to 10 years from now? You just try and do the best you can every day with what's out there. And that's why my passion is to keep up with what's shown to be safe and effective, and add it as soon as it's been shown to be safe and effective when it's appropriate.
That certainly worked for you, for me, when you found that I had a small little micro artery that wasn't functioning properly. You told me to do EECP, and I did it for a couple of winters, and then the problem, I don't know if went away is the right way of describing it, but it was solved by creating another vessel, right?
Yes,
is that how it works?
Those small vessels of the heart weren't even discovered when I started out in cardiology. This microscopic web or mesh that comes off the big vessels that sit on top of the heart that we all know about, the so-called small vessels or microvessels, and these are responsible for so many symptoms: chest pain, shortness of breath, fatigue, palpitations. You have a little bit of abnormality usually in stress testing, and then we look at your big vessels, and we used to tell people you were fine, but half the people that we were telling had normal good coronaries actually have the small vessel problem, and we were wrong for decades. And at least half we were wrong, and they have microvessels, small vessel issues. You can't see them. They're microscopic, but they cause a ton of symptoms. You have unexplained fatigue, and someone hasn't looked into your small vessels, it's a good chance that's the cause, because this is so common, and this EECP is so effective for it. Stimulates the growth of new blood vessels, because usually the medicines are minimally effective, maybe 40% of the time they work. Often they're unsuccessful, and so you can't open them because you can't see them, you can't bypass them, you can't see them. And the EECP non-invasively stimulates the heart to grow new blood vessels. Very effective.
And thus, the reason so many people go to see Ken, because he goes beyond the beyond, and if you ever have an appointment with him, he spends a lot of time going through what it is that you need to know to feel comfortable in dealing with your problems. I sat there last month waiting for my turn with you. I saw a lot of people wander in and out of that office who were way overweight, and you know, going to EECP and other things, having tests and that sort of thing. It just is sad to see how people abuse themselves or allow themselves to kind of fall apart. Good for your business, but not good for their business.
Well, nothing makes me happier than to see people turn around and not need to see me as much or as often, you know, that makes me happy, and that's what I actually live for. So we don't actually enhance business, but, you know, I tell everybody I've never met an obese 90-year-old male, and if that's not encouragement to get the lifestyle together, I don't know what is.
Eat well and exercise, that's it. Okay, we'll pause for a moment. We've got a few more minutes with Dr. Ken here. I want to talk about some of the things that we've been talking about here, and we do regularly when it comes to your health and well-being. A lot of people want to be exposed to new ideas, and that's what NuGenix is all about. N-U-G-E-N-I-X, NuGenix. As you get older, as I get older, as we all get older, we learn about staying in shape. You've got to really work at it. And it isn't just going to the gym, it isn't just walking fast, it isn't just eating. It's a combination of all kinds of things. And sometimes there are things that happen in your body that keep things that had function. I'm being somewhat abstract here, but I'll get to the punchline, and that is being able to perform in a wonderfully healthy sexual relationship. You got to have a lot of testosterone, and some people just don't have it. But here's a way of getting it, because NuGenix brings the maximum energy, and the contents will help you perform as you age. It'll help you increase your lean muscle mass, because that's what testosterone does, beside boosting your libido. So you want to increase your overall wellness quotient, restore it, in fact. Now you can do that with this tool. The tool is NuGenix, and you can get your first bottle free, complimentary, free first bottle of the award-winning NuGenix. Free when you text FORCE, F-O-R-C-E, to 321-321. That's texting FORCE to 321-321 for your free bottle of NuGenix. Be on your way to a more confident you. Again, all you have to do is text FORCE to 321-321 for your free bottle. If you're getting bored with dinner options, you don't like unhealthy fast food options, you don't like to order in, here's some great news from Martha Stewart. She's doing a free taste test, and you can be the beneficiary. Yep, Martha's giving away 3 full-sized meals from her new meal delivery service, Martha and Marley Spoon. Martha and Marley Spoon will send fresh, pre-portioned ingredients straight to your door, making it easier than ever to cook a really healthy, fulfilling meal in the comfort of your own home. As most of you know, I'm an advocate for fresh food, that's for sure. There are 18,000 recipes you may choose from. The menus feature a variety of dishes ranging from classic to creative. So let's go to FORK. Text the word FORK to 246-810. That's right, FORK to 246-810. Get your free meals now. Text the word FORK to 246-810. All right, so there are so many different things that are going on. This is a controversial thing, and I don't know that maybe I'm not giving it enough time. The whole business about the vote in Alabama has brought people around talking about what happens to get an abortion. Some women drink Tide to cause their body to send the baby out. Have you ever heard that?
That's not on my menu.
No, but I mean, imagine.
Tide detergent?
Yeah, they drink it in order to some way. Somebody's figured out that that'll cause an abortion to take place. You can't get it done legally.
That's not good for mom either.
No, can't be good for anything. All right, well, food for thought. How the body works, that's part of our discussion here on Good Day Health. Dr. Ken Kronhaus, Doug Steffen, 10 before the hour.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Inside radio time, inside your health time, actually. The venue is Good Day Health, and the idea is to keep you tuned into what's going on in the medical journals. That's the continuing task of Dr. Ken Kronhaus, who's here to go through a couple of more items that he's researched this week. I just was talking to him off the air about how to pronounce benzodiazepine. How'd I
Good
do?
Good job.
Okay. That all right?
A+.
All right, so why are they in the news?
They are in the news because these are tranquilizers, and taking any anxiety drugs or tranquilizers, like we've all heard of them, Valium or Xanax, they may actually increase the risk, Doug, of miscarriage in the first trimester by a whopping 11%. This was published this week in the Journal of the American Medical Association, the psychiatry version. All of the benzodiazepine, this class of drug, have this increased risk of miscarriage. And besides Valium and Xanax, this class of drugs include Ativan and Clonopin.
So I guess the question here for me is, why would someone, what is going on that caused someone to think that needed to be studied in the first place? So what is the observation here from people who are watching pregnancy and seeing miscarriages?
Well, you've never been pregnant, but people who are pregnant tell me it's a period of a lot of anxiety.
Yeah.
And people take these anti-anxiety, these tranquilizer medications.
Oh, okay, well, that makes sense, yeah.
And
yeah,
we now have seen the problems they cause. There are better things to do.
Another example of too many drugs too available to people that haven't been tested out thoroughly, is this something that you wouldn't have seen coming? When were these drugs developed? How long have they been around?
They've been around since the 50s, 60s. We all
have
remember
they?
Our parents with Valium, our grandparents.
That's true. Yeah, that's true. So, but connecting them to having problems in pregnancy.
And not my parents personally, but just in general, that generation.
Yeah, I think my mother took Valium.
It was very popular in that generation.
Yeah, well, my mother was anxious about a lot of things, and that's where it came from, I guess. It was easier, but regular doctors prescribed that sort of thing. You don't have to go to a shrink to get that stuff, I don't think.
And that's part of the issue. And now there are much better ways. You go to a psychiatrist, a psychologist, get psychotherapy, better sleep habits, meditation, cognitive behavior therapy. You just see worry from a different perspective and add relaxation techniques.
Yep. Very good. Very well put. So there it is, folks, the information and then the options on how to get around it from Ken's experience. Next up, I suppose another sort of psychological reality is the anger that is upon us in our society that seems to be damaging in any number of ways. You want to give us the lowdown on that?
Interesting. New study published this week, Doug, in the journal Psychology and Aging reveals it's anger and not sadness that may damage the aging body more. Anger can increase inflammation, which is linked with conditions such as heart disease, cancer, and arthritis. And anger can lead to the development of chronic illness, whereas sadness does not.
Huh. So maybe to carry it one step further, when you look at this, the aging body and its effects on particular organs, like the heart, is this going to show up? You're a cardiologist, so does this show up as something, or when you talk to your patients and try to find out the story behind the story, do you find that this maybe comes out?
Absolutely.
You're not a shrink, but you are a shrink.
I've never met a good cardiologist who isn't part good psychiatrist, because the mind, dealing with all of these different emotions, have great impact. And anger, yes, will lead to inflammation and plaquing in the circulation and lead to heart attacks and strokes.
Nothing good about that. Nothing. All right. Food for thought. Dr. Ken here. Here's something else to think about. How your aches and pains are maturing as you get older. You're getting old. I'm getting old. We're all getting old. And some of us have pains that come from old injuries, whether they're sports injuries or like mine from my activities on the farm over the years. Joint aches sap the joy out of your day. Like when I get up in the morning, my back aches. So if you want to feel better, do what I've started doing. Joint aches go away. My neck, my knees, my hands, my back, my shoulder are better because of Sierracil. Sierracil, Sierracil. Sierracil has joint formula 14 that'll help you feel better in 14 days or your money back. That's kind of a cool thing. So you want to get yourself in order, getting the aches and pains away, and have better. I like this joint relief idea that you can find on their website, achefree.live. Get a special deal by using the DJV code achefree.live for Sierracil to get rid of the aches and pains. achefree.live.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.